All right, Chad Reed, Glendale, great heat race. Reminded me of the popularity of yourself with the fans freaking out. Brayton had youth on his side out there. Wygant made that joke. But that's cool.
Yeah, no, it was a great heat. And good for a bunch of reasons, you know? Like, we made... Like, I've honestly, like, I've been... Don't need to talk to him? All right, Koi says I don't need to talk to you.
Great to see you, Koi. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah. Koi says I don't need to talk to you.
Where's my journalism degree? I know, Koi. I know.
Now he's throwing out fat jokes. That's not cool. So, yeah.
Glad to see he's in mourning.
Yeah, no, I... For me, it's like I feel like I've had really one outstanding issue that's been really consistent since the motocross. And for whatever reason, we've been chasing it, trying to work on it. And then today, I was kind of just like going through my mind, like, what the hell? Like, what do we do? And I kind of just spurted off.
This is bike,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is bike. And then immediately it was, like, so much better. So then really from there, I was 7th in that one, and then I think I was 11th in the other one. And in all honesty, that's great for me.
Yep.
So I felt racy all day, and then the heat race, I came from the back. It wasn't like I started up front, and, like, I passed Kenny and a couple of those guys and just rode really well. And then the expectation in the main event was to try to do the same thing, but it just... I really just found myself in all the wrong areas. Just, I would murder those guys in the whoops and then be on the outside and, you know, and then pretty much what should have been a pass and then get passed because I'm on the outside getting held up. And so, yeah, just one of those main events that was just really, really frustrating. I finally started to, you know, not ride like an idiot, and then I ran into the back of hill and crashed. So, yeah, I mean... I feel like I want to reflect more on just the positives that I had during the day, and the feeling, finally, like, the feeling that I needed is there, and I think I showed that in the heat, and the main event was, yeah, pretty disgusting, to be honest, but just move forward.
We're two races in. We saw your starts at Monster Cup. We saw your starts in Indiana, although that was a great line selection there. We're waiting on the Suzuki and Chad Reed sort of starts to come together here.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
Yeah, like, I think we have video of it, and really the video shows it's all on me. I mean, I feel like my reaction timing, everything like that is good. I'm just, I'm struggling up and over the gate, and on the other side. So yeah, it's nice to have Dan down there and video on that. And so that's something I need to work on this week, because I don't know why that's happening. But now that you're aware of it, you just got to try to make it better. But I still feel comfortable, and I still feel that those starts are there, but clearly not, haven't been there.
Well, the heat race is something definitely that you can work on, you can be happy with, and know that you're in the right direction. So that was really cool to see. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks. It seemed like everybody struggled, or should I say, we went fast. The good guys, you know, like me and Brayton went fast, and then we went slow in the main event. So it was like a flip flop of a scenario.
Let me ask you one more question. Staggered start, 10 minutes break. You're lined up behind. What's that like as a racer? Like, does your adrenaline leave your body and you got to get ramped up? What's that like? Is it weird? Is it okay?
Yeah, it's weird because, you know, like, there's a part of you that just kind of like, okay, let's get back into this. And then, you know, you feel, you know, you're aware that somebody's down, and Mookie's one of my favorite people out here. So it's kind of like, man, it sucks that Mookie's down. He's not up. And, you know, it's taken a long time to get him, you know, situated and, you know, and stable enough to get him off the track. So, yeah, that's on your mind. You know, you kind of hope that he's okay. And I'm not a fan of the staggered start. I don't know how to do it. Like, I kind of, like, I understand it, but don't understand it.
You can't drop the gate, I don't think, after that long, you know?
I mean, we're only 7 minutes in. I feel like...
I don't know.
I feel like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I guess if I'm winning, you would want a staggered start, you know? So I get it. I do understand it.
8 minutes of work to grab the lead. It's like, hey...
But for sure, my first thought as soon as it seeded the red flag was, okay, we get to re-rack them and let's regroup. And I didn't get to do that.
cool, man. Well, thanks. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks.